My name is Alan Briggs. I live in Canterbury, New York. I'm calling to correct a bit of a misinformation that I've heard on lots of media, including WAMC. The deadliest massacre or shooting wasn't the most recent one in Orlando, Florida. It was at Wounded Knee in the 1890s, where 180 or something like that Native Americans were slaughtered by the U.S. Army.
My name is Price Youngman. I live in Ormond Beach, Florida. I'm one of the 70 or 80% of the silent majority that is backing Donald Trump and see the sensibility of it. And it astounds me that a radio program that is funded by national funding is so biased in their reporting, even down to the words they use and the scurrilous curl of their lips I hear as they talk about that wonderful man. You come up with some statements of half-truths or downright lies, and you're just trying to drive another nail in the coffin of reality.
I'm calling from Warwick, New York. My name is Catherine Petrillo. Regarding the seizure of the two-year-old child in Florida by a crocodile, once again, this is another example of humans and wildlife and nature interacting. We live in an ecosystem that consists of humans as well as non-human species. So it is incumbent most definitely on the part of humans to try to understand the environment in which they find themselves.
This is Dr. Chris McDaniel Michio. I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I am lecturing throughout New York State. I'm listening to the show with the Green Party presidential candidate, and what I find particularly unnerving is the lack of knowledge. Statements such as the Hyde Amendment was the product of a Democratic initiative. The Democratic Party is controlled by people who really don't care about issues such as racism, homophobia, classism, income inequality, as well as the environment. I don't particularly care for political speech that is nothing but hyperbole. What I care about is the fact that the Democratic Party is, at this point in time, the only antidote to the racism, sexism, misogyny, homophobia of a Republican Party that laid the foundation and the fertile ground for a person such as Donald Trump.